Hi, I'm Brian Powers, and I'm the genealogist and local history librarian from the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. We have a fun exhibit of Kenner toys on display now through January 16th at our main downtown library. Well, what we're doing is we're celebrating Kenner toys, but also we're celebrating just the history of Cincinnati and toys. So we have two big exhibits that focus on Kenner. One's called Just in Time for the Holidays, Kenner Toys, which is curated by two gentlemen who run a website called KennerCollector.com, Dan Florida and Josh Blake. And these guys collect everything about Kenner, and I mean anything, awards, you know, paychecks, whatever, stubs, all that kind of thing. And they have put together this great exhibit. It's been a big hit. People are really excited about it. It's a little bit of timeline of the history of Kenner. So it starts from the 40s and goes all the way up to the 90s, and you can see all the different kind of toys that Kenner put out through that time period. And they have captions that give you the history. And we have another exhibit on Kenner called Beloved Toys. It's kind of a contrast where it's more what I call toys that were loved. Where the one that's up in our Cincinnati room, those are museum pieces, where these are little toys that are kind of missing parts and things like that. And we have people talking about their love for the toys. So we would have somebody's childhood photo, the toy that they loved that was a Kenner toy, and then we have their story talking about why they love that toy. And then we have little displays throughout the library on not just Kenner, but on other toys that came out of Cincinnati. We have the Magic 8-Ball, we have Uno cards, and we have the Pound Puppy. They all came out of Cincinnati, so I tracked down family members and things like that, and they gave me a bunch of artifacts and photos. And so it's an interesting history that if you're not familiar with it, you'll be able to learn about that. We also have some Kenner toy catalogs and some other display cases, but we also have some displays on other toy companies that were out of Cincinnati. There were Stewart Toys, which made little Western plastic figures, and we have Demke Toys, which made toys made out of steel, like a fire truck, and we also have Pointer Products, which were kind of like novelty toys, which are just real fun to look at. Well, the main exhibit, the Just in Time for the Holidays Kenner Toys, that's in our Cincinnati room, and that's 7 days a week, but that room is open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturdays 9 to 6, and it's also open on Sundays from 1 to 5. All the other exhibits are out on the floors, and they are open when the library is open. So the library is open Monday through Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from 9 until 6, and then on Sundays 1 to 5. For more information about the Kenner toy exhibit at the Public Library's downtown branch, go to wvxu.org.
He was the only Holocaust survivor to be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Tibor Teddy Rubin passed away earlier this month at the age of 86. An encore of my interview with Daniel Cohen about his book about Rubin titled Single-Handed, on the way after a break, here on the Book Club at 91.7.